This interview is co-hosted by Dr. Claudia Maragno. Welcome back to Italy Echo. This is your host, Viviana Dragani. And today, my guest is 100% Italian, and his name is Father Andrea Povero. He is a missionary priest in Jamaica Plain, Boston. Welcome, Father Andrea Povero. Benvenuto.
Grazie. Thank you for hosting me here.
Hello, hello, Don Andrea. We are very, very happy to have you here today and to support you in your project. Tell us a little bit about yourself, how you became a priest and your journey that took you to Boston.
So I, as you said, I'm originally from a little town close to Turin in Italy. I grew up in a Catholic family. But since I was a child, I was confronted with the experience of suffering, of death. I lost my father when I was 7 years old. I'm the last one of four children. My oldest brother is my stepbrother. And when I lost my father, I felt a little bit like I lost my brother as well. When my father died, my brother was already 20, so he went to live in another city. So I grew up with my two sisters and my mother, like a regular teenager in Italy, trying to be happy, looking for life. So I tried to, I was a good student, I threw myself into the studies, I had friends, I played soccer, I had fun. But at the age of 18, 19 years old, I found myself very sad. I was, humanly speaking, I had everything, but I felt like I had nothing. And I fell into a crisis with my life and my existence. I couldn't study anymore. I left the university. And in this moment of desert, this moment in which I touched with my own hands my own poverty, my sins, I experienced the love of God. I experienced that God came to look for me as a father through people who came to announce me the love of God. That God loved me for who I was. And I was angry, I was violent, I was arrogant, and God loved me for who I was. And I experienced to be forgiven. I experienced God as a father. When I was against him, he came to love me. And something that I never experienced before. And this changed my life. Little by little, I saw the death of my father was not a mistake, was not an absurdity, the contrary. I started to see the death of my father had been the place where I experienced the most beautiful things in my life, which was the love of God. I started experiencing the possibility to ask for forgiveness, which is something that I had never done before. And I received life. The life that my friends, school, study was not really able to give me. And there God called me to be a priest, which was a struggle, a fight at the beginning. I didn't want to become a priest, it was not in my plan. And so I said yes. I saw that I was called to become a missionary priest. And so I decided to go to a retreat. We were about 300 young man in this retreat, and we put our names into a basket. The other basket were the names of all the missionary seminaries of the world, and there they made kind of a lottery. So in my case, they put my name in the basket, and then they put a little paper from the other basket, this little paper that was written in Boston, and so I was sent here, and I became a priest then 5 years ago, 2018. I was sent to this parish in Jamaica Plain, St. Thomas Aquinas.
That's a beautiful story. Thank you so much for sharing it with our audience. So why did you decide to start this beautification project in your parish?
Because when I became a priest, I immersed myself into the sufferings of the people around me, being surrounded by broken families, young teenagers with problems with drugs, alcohol, and so I saw that I was called to give to these people what I had received myself, which was an experience of love, the love of God, the forgiveness of God. And love, the expression of love is beauty. In my life, what I experienced through God is that what I always consider ugly, God turned into something very beautiful. I consider myself, I despise my own life, I despise the death of my father, and God has turned to something very beautiful. And this was the experience. So art, beauty, manifest love. And so I felt the need to make the parish a place where the people would come and be clashing with the truth. And the truth is that you're not a piece of trash. The truth is that God loves you and he loves you immensely. And he treats you well. He thinks well of you. He forgives you. And he has the power to take you out of death. The power to give you a new heart, a heart able to forgive, reconcile, to enter into the suffering of life and to see the love of God there, a completely new life, a beautiful life. And so he started a big project with the help, it's a miracle, the help of God, the intercession of Don Bosco. And I already see some of the fruits. People who come here, they're in front of this beautiful icon, which is a wall tall 30 feet, hand painted by an artist. And already many people have entered, and their reaction is always the same. They enter, they remain breathless, and some of them, they start crying because they experience love. Beauty is an expression of love, something very sacred. And I'm in the midst of this. It's something the Lord has inspired me to do, and is helping us little by little to serve the people here in GP.
Thank you, Don Andrea. So we would like to share a brief video about your project, beautification project here in Boston. It's really a touching story that is worth sharing with as many people as possible.
Hi, my name is Andrea Povero. I'm originally from Italy. I'm a missionary priest here in Boston. There's a language that we all understand. It's the language of beauty. Beauty is the language that God speaks. I witnessed this in my life. What I always declared to be ugly, God has turned it into something beautiful. Growing up, I declared ugly the death of my father, and today I'm a priest, and I am a witness that the death of my father has been one of the most beautiful things that happened to me. We are building this church because we want the language of beauty, the language of God, to be heard by as many people as possible. Help us to finish this project. Ciao.
Father Andrea, how can people help you to support this project?
So, yes, we are in great need of help right now. We run out of funds. We don't worry because we know that God always provides. We just have to find ways for God to provide for us. One way is to get in touch with me directly through my phone. You can call me. My phone number is 617-383-1438. Or there's a video that we put together a few days ago, which is very beautiful. It's a video that brings you a little bit inside the renovation project inside the church. It's a video through which we explain a little bit the project. And we put it online on this platform called GoFundMe, where you, by clicking, you'll find the video and underneath immediately the possibility to donate. And we put it online a few days ago, and it's giving a lot of fruits. I received phone calls from people that are very touched by this video, and so they've been generous. Or you can come directly here to Jamaica Plain. The church is St. Thomas Aquinas, and the address is 97 South Street, Jamaica Plain. These are the three ways you can help me and not help me, help the new generation to find the answers to their lives.
Thank you, Padre Andrea. Vuoi fare un appello in italiano? Possiamo rivolgerci anche al pubblico italiano per supportare the beautification project.
Sì, faccio questo appello in italiano. Io sono un prete missionario e sono qua per chiedere aiuto per portare a termine questa missione, questo progetto, questa chiesa che è un po' pensata per aiutare le pecore perdute, i sofferenti. E se volete aiutarci, collaborare con noi, collaborare con il Signore, collaborare con Don Bosco, questo santo italiano che ha dato la vita ai giovani, si è consumato per salvare i giovani, lo potete fare chiamandomi direttamente al telefono che è 617-383-1438. Potete venire qua a visitarci a 97 South Street, 97 South Street in Jamaica Plain, St. Thomas Aquinas, oppure abbiamo creato un video dove presentiamo il progetto, facciamo vedere le immagini all'interno di queste opere d'arte e lo potete trovare su GoFundMe, dove lì direttamente potete fare donazioni online. È un video che sta avendo abbastanza successo ed è una buona maniera di aiutarci. Comunque, la cosa, io sono sempre qua ad accogliervi, chiunque voglia venire a passare di qua.
Thank you again, Padre Andrea. Grazie mille. At the end of our interview, we are glad to mention that this program is sponsored by Brelundi Waltham, authentic Italian cuisine in Waltham. A lunedì prossimo con Italieco e ci vediamo presto sul mio canale YouTube e anche sul canale Smile and Shine. Mi raccomando, donate, donate. Ciao!
Ciao a tutti!
Ciao, grazie!